So great to be learning together. This is Sharei Oraz, Halach Sfardik, Halacha of the Week, and this week we're going to be dealing with a very interesting topic, and that is paying the Chazanim or Baal Tokea on Rosh Hashanah for their services. Now, what could possibly be the problem in not doing a Malacha, not Nisra Dorai, Nisra Dorabanan? Why should this be an even a discussion? It should be 100% okay. Why can't you pay them for that? So that's already Gemara Bab Mitziah. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we are not allowed to pay someone for their work on Shabbat. So if someone is a babysitter just on Shabbat, you cannot pay them for that. You can't pay them for that. They can't be paid for that. That's called Isur. It's an Isur Drabanan, it's a rabbinic prohibition of Schar Shabbat, of making money for Shabbat. Now, there is a heter, and it's called Havla'ah, that if someone does work for you both on during the week and on Shabbat, then you're paying them for the work during the week. So in terms of the Chazanim on Rosh Hashanah, this is something the way the Ashkenazim solve this, is that the minhag is of the Chazan for Rosh Hashanah is also going to be the Chazan for the first night of Selichot for the Ashkenazim, that first Motzei Shabbat. They will have the Chazan for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur will also be the Chazan for that Selichot. And therefore, you're not paying them for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. You're paying them only for the Selichot. That's called Havla'ah. But that's not the minhag amongst the Sfaradim. So what's the Sfaradic, so what's the basis of the Sfaradic practice? This is not a new issue. This has been already raised, already for centuries and centuries. Right? Rabbeinu Yechiel, maybe even 1,000 years, Rabbeinu Yechiel already raised this. It's raised by Rabbeinu Baruch. So this is an old issue, but the solution that's already given is given by many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Shmuel, and the Maharam Mirutenberg, Mari Bruna, that and the Harils. Many Rishonim are leaning about this. They say, whoa, when does this holy Isur Drabanan apply for the Isur of Schar Mitzvah? That is only, for Schar Shabbat, Schar Yom Tov, it applies only to something that's not a mitzvah. Say babysitting, groups. However, if it's for a mitzvah, such as Tkiyat Shofar, to be the Chazan for Yamim Noraim, that is already not where the rules of Schar Shabbat, Schar Yom Tov don't apply. The whole Isur Rabbanan was not made if it's dealing with a mitzvah. And Maran, in the Beit Yosef, he brings a raya, because the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Anun Amud Bet, it says that they used to hire Meturgamim, people who spoke very, very loudly. The Baal Shi'ur would give the Rav gave the Shi'ur, and the Meturgaman would just say it out loud. He was literally a loud speaker. They would hire them. And the Gemara said, it's not Asur to do this, but it just doesn't have a Siman Brachab, which is, sounds like it's not technically Asur. So we see that is, if you're doing for the sake of a mitzvah, that it's permissible to be paid to pay for Schar Shabbat, Schar Yom Tov. That's what Maran Shulchan Aruch writes. But meanwhile, this is a dispute. Not everybody agrees with it. We find that Rabbeinu Baruch is Machmir, and Rabbeinu Yechiel is Machmir. So you have a Machloket Rishonim, whether we say an exception is made for the sake, if it's done for the sake of a mitzvah. Well, how does Shulchan Aruch rule? Well, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Vav, Sif Hey, Maran writes like this, Asur la'askir chazanim l'palel Shabbat, v'yesh mishmatir. You cannot hire chazanim to play on Shabbat or Yom Tov. How are there those who are lenient? Okay, so Stam v'yesh. Stam, the opinion, the plain opinion, meaning with the opinion that's presented as a consensus opinion, and then there are those who say, when it just adds, those who say, that shows it's not the opinion that's followed. The rule is Stam v'yesh halacha k'stam. We follow the Stam. The first opinion that's presented as the consensus view. And this is, as Maram Epano, as many Achronim say, that this is how we interpret Maran. And therefore it should be Asur. There's nothing what to talk about. And this is the way Rav Avadja Adaya rules. He's Machmir. Okay, so it sounds like there's nothing to talk about. But Rav Avadja saves the day. He says, whoa, one second. Look at what already Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kof Pei. He says, someone who gets paid for Tkiyat Shofar or to be the Chazan, or the Mi'im Maturgaman on Shabbat on Yom Tov, well, he doesn't get a bracha from it, but nonetheless, it's not technically asur. So Rav Vajja points out, okay, so it sounds like it changes his mind. And the rule is you follow the Mishnah Achronah. There's Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Achronah, first opinion, second opinion, follow the second opinion. The last thing he wrote was in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to earlier in Hilchot Shabbat. Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, I say, comes out saying that it's mutar. Especially Rav Vajja says here the minhag is to make kel. The minhag is to be lenient about this, as the Knesset HaGedolah says, the Shulchan Gavua says. So you have an old minhag to be mekel. Now, even though the Pri Chadash is machmir, the Matei Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, you forgive me, the Ayash family, for this one, Rav Vajja says we don't follow the Matei Yehuda and the Pri Chadash. And many Achronim, other are machmir. However, Rav Vajja says, look, he says, when he says, since we're dealing with the Rabbanan, because it looks like you're getting Schar Shabbat, and there's a minhag to lahakel, he says, on this issue, there's no reason to be machmir, since minhag lahakel, and you have many rishonim who are mekel, and many achronim who say this is minhag, drabanan, the second opinion, the later opinion is Shulchan Aruch, and therefore we can be mekel. So says Rav Avadin, and he quotes a slew of both Sephardic and Ashkenazic Achronim who are mekel. Amongst the Sephardim, you have Rabbi Rachamim Yosef Franco, who is the Avbedin of Hebron. You have Rabbi Moshe Parda, who is the Avbedin of Yerushalayim, who says already this is Minhag Yerushalayim, which we know means so much to Rav Avadja all the time. He quotes from Salonika the Minhag. Rabbi Avraham HaKohen from Salonika. The Salonika Achronim Poskim, Rav Avadja has tremendous respect for them. And he quotes also this was the Minhag in the days of the Chikrei Leif and the author of the Shar Shehayam. So you have many Sfaradim who are Mekel, Rabbi Yosef Yedid HaLevi, who is Mekel. And you have amongst the Ashkenazim, Shoel Meshiv, Marami Brisk, the Maharsham, that they are the Rav Shlomo Kluger, who are all Mekel. So Rav Vajja comes down that even though the Yaskil Avdi, Rav Vajja Hadaya, who is the number one Sephardic Posek in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, but Rav Vajja says, Pukazi Mayam Advar, according to Gemara, that's in Brachot, Memhei, and Eruvin, we just had in Daf Yomi, that Pukazi Mayam Advar, go see what the Minhag is, and follow the Minhag, and the Minhag Olam is to be Mekel, and to hire the Chazanim for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And we're not worried about Schar Shabbat, even though they do work only on Shabbat and Yom Tov. They're doing it since what they're doing is for a mitzvah, and the Isur of Schar Shabbat does not apply for work that's done in the context, in the Mizgeret, of a mitzvah. Wishing everybody a great week with full of bracha and bri'ut and hatzlacha, especially to all the teachers and students starting the new school year.